Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I hear you a lot better now.
Yeah, the line's still a little. I think it's my system. It's an IP phone, so if I lose you, I'll just call you back. It's not me hanging up on you.
Okay.
So, just a few basic questions for you, and hopefully we can get this going. So, with our financing, we look at a few different factors. We do financing for not thousands, but well into the hundreds of restaurant group dealers throughout the U.S. So, usually the loan approvals are based on a few factors. It's based on time in business, how long the restaurant has been around, credit of the business, and credit of the owners. In this case, it's a unique situation because this is a new business, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
I have businesses, restaurants. I have experience in the hospitality industry, but it's up in Canada.
gotcha. Could you tell me a little about your, I'm not trying to press you, I just want to see if I can assist you. Can you tell me a little about your, number one, about how much funding are you looking for?
Don't know, about 300,000.
Is this a want or a need? And by that I mean, is this, you're looking for financing, but if it doesn't get approved, you've got cash to pay for this equipment.
Yes, I mean I'm going to do it regardless, but I rather do it with a loan. This way, I can have breathing room. I can have funds available to for operations
Gotcha.
and be comfortable. No.
Can you tell me a little about your background and kind of your plans here?
Well, look, I'm 47 years old. I have about a good 20 years. I've been in the hospitality industry since I was 13. I started working, but I mean, I've had my own businesses on and off from '94, and then it's been steady since 2008.
How many locations or restaurants do you currently own?
Three.
Three. Okay. And if, in terms of your personal net worth, about, do you know your net worth or about how much cash on hand you currently have right now?
Cash on hand, or you mean net worth? You're talking about properties and everything.
Both. So net worth and also how much cash you have on hand.
Although cash on hand, I have maybe about 70, 80,000, and
Okay.
net worth, I would say about, I don't know, with the businesses and everything, I would say about, I don't know, 1.5 million.
Okay. And then you said if you don't, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to press you, I'm just trying to understand everything to give you an idea, a glimpse of what we could potentially do. You said if you don't get a loan, you're just going to pay cash. But the one question I would ask you that I know an underwriter would say is they say, okay, you got 70 or 80,000. If you're looking for 300,000, where would the rest of that money come from? Is that in a separate account? Is that money you'd get by selling
Well,
assets?
I have a couple of buildings up in Canada, so what I would do is I would mortgage them and then send the money down here.
Let me give you a little feedback on what I think I can do for you. Kind of just a glimpse to our industry. One of the factors you have, kind of, is that this is a startup business, and even when customers have, and I'm assuming your Canadian credit is pretty good, you pay all your bills on time, correct?
Yes, absolutely. My credit rating at what's that called again? Anyway, there's Equifax there, or
The same.
credit
We have
rating?
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
That's right. It's my credit rating is very good. No problems there.
Okay, so here's the challenge. Let's say that you were just starting a restaurant, even in you had U.S. credit and your score was perfect. It was an 800. It was flawless. It'd actually be difficult for you to get close to what you're looking for because in kind of my marketplace, the reason why a lot of vendors send us referrals is that we're actually the only lender, from what I know right now in the U.S., that traditionally does anything larger than like $20,000 approvals for startup restaurants. Startup restaurants are considered extremely high risk. We go higher, but we're, if not the only one of the few. Here's
Okay.
what I could do for you. I don't think Bank of Cardiff would be a good fit for you based on what you're telling me, but there is a partner bank we work with that does a lot of custom approvals. I do think they'd have interest in your file based on your experience, based on that you got some assets, but here's the kind of million-dollar question. Their terms are going to be much more expensive than you mortgaging a property. So before I send you an application, before I start that process, I'd want to know kind of what terms you're looking for and what the advantage for you to getting a loan versus doing a mortgage would be to see if this product would interest you.
Okay, I'll give you straight up, because this morning I got off the phone with my banker up in Canada,
Okay.
And we're looking at about line of credit of about 3.5%
interest. Okay. And are you trying to compare that to an equipment loan?
Well, I'm just saying what they are giving me. Because I'm sure that even the equipment loan, I would have to sign for it personally, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Oh, okay, so if I have to sign for it personally, any way you slice it, I'm responsible for that money, right? So if I have to pay, for instance, through the equipment loan, I have to pay, I don't know, I'm just, I don't even know what the interest rate is. But
so
anything over
here, here's the challenge. The personal guarantee doesn't really mean much, unfortunately, in our industry, because there's a lot of people that sign personal guarantees that don't pay us. They just say, we can't pay, our business is going under, we can't pay. We can't collect from them. So in terms of a real estate basis...
Why would they sign personal? Because you see, that's a million, it's a $1 million question. When someone signs personal, what is that all about? I mean, are they signing over their house? Are they signing over...
No, they're not. But a personal guarantee, all it says is if the business... the loan goes into the business, but it says if the business doesn't pay, that person can be held responsible for the remaining of debt. That's all it says. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean much when someone's business is suffering. I just had a customer that borrowed $250,000 from us. They bought equipment financing. They're not paying. They won't even pick up the phone.
Can you go after their personal assets?
What assets? They have nothing. They're telling us to get in line, pretty much. Their lawyers have told us to get in line. Because, get in line with the other guys. Because our loan is not, we're not putting a loan on property. So here's my kind of feedback. You've got a 3.5% loan on a home. We're not going to be in the same ballpark. We're not going to be close. That deal is something that we can't provide.
What is the number? What is your magic number?
I think if we structured a deal like this, with all the things you're telling me, I wouldn't even want to throw a number at you, but at the top of my head, your rates would be well above 10%, and also you'd have to put a lot of money down. We're talking about probably 30% down. I think the different deals are very, very different because they're entering really differently. You as a person can borrow money very cheaply because you're putting up real estate. You're getting into a very low-risk category. Whereas on an equipment loan for a business, you're going to a very high-risk category.
That's why I won't compare both of them. It's two separate things. But I'd like to ask you something. If, for instance, I pay 10% interest, right, how much do you have to put down on the equipment? Like if I'm getting equipment
if
worth $300,000?
If your deal is structured based on being non-U.S. owner, no credit, if it can get structured, which I'm not saying it can, but if it could get structured, the minimum rate you're paying is 10%. The minimum... The real advantages are, and I can kind of give you an idea, with an equipment lease or loan, you're going to pay a lot more back than a personal home loan. So here's kind of the difference. The only reason I think that this product would potentially make sense for you is if you don't want the loan to go on your personal credit. Our loans don't go on a personal credit. So if you said, hey, look, I can't have more debt going on in my personal credit, I just can't have that go on my report, then our loan or lease to own option is for you. If this loan...
That's what I'm interested in that, absolutely. So, 10%, let's say ballpark 10% interest, what would I have to put down if I needed equipment for $300,000?
A minimum of 30%, typically, on these kind of files.
So let's say $90,000 to $100,000 I would have to put down, and I'll get the balance in loan.
Correct. Or as a security deposit. Because our experiences, here's our issue. The default ratio for startup restaurants is above 25% right now. So over a quarter of the people who borrow our money for startup restaurants simply do not pay us. Even personally guaranteed. They just don't pay. It's not trying to be rude. It sounds like you're an anomaly. You've run a lot of restaurants. But due to this unique situation, I don't want
to
waste your...
It's setting back up in Canada. You go to a bank and you tell them, I want to borrow money for a restaurant. And they talk to you the same way you're talking to me. Absolutely, it's not surprising at all. And if you would have spoken to me differently, then I would have been surprised.
It's going to be easy. It's going to be free. Yeah, no. I think the real advantage for our transaction is, and where our this would be a very potentially complex transaction. I honestly don't have a lot of homes. Like I said, there is one partner bank that I work with that potentially can do this kind of file. But the only reason I think this would pique your interest is if you're interested in having the, if you see a tremendous value and having the loan not go into your personal credit. That has to be the reason you'd enter into this loan, because there is no other reason it'd be attractive to you.
Okay. Well, you see, the other thing is as well, and I'm gonna talk straight up with you. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying this, but if something does go sour, you know, look, like you said, you know, they'd come after my business, but they wouldn't come after my personal equity. Is that correct?
They can come after you personally, but there's not a lien placed on real estate traditionally.
Okay.
Here's what I'd like to do. Before I like spin your wheels, let me reach out to the partner lender I work with and see if this is something they can entertain. Do you want me to do that? You know, there's no one's going to charge you anything. I just want to talk to them first to see if they're interested, and then circle back with you.
Very well.
Your property is in Canada, not in the U.S., correct?
That's right.
Okay, let me see what I can find out, and I'll holler back at you like tomorrow around noon. Would that work for you?
That would, tomorrow, yes, that would work for me. And can I give you my email address as well, in case you, I don't know, you want to send me out something, or, I know, you have my phone number. You know what, give me a
call. Yeah.
Number.
Perfect.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.